Danquirius Franklin's former girlfriend and mother of his children has been largely silent since he was shot and killed by a CMPD officer in March. The 26-year-old listened last week when Mecklenburg District Attorney Spencer Merriweather said he would not prosecute Officer Wendy Curl for fatally shooting 27-year-old Franklin. Merriweather said he couldn't prove to a jury that Curl was unreasonable in her belief that she faced an imminent threat. She was initially silent when Franklin's family held a press conference this week, where they stated the public didn't understand who Franklin truly was and that domestic issues with his former girlfriend led to the Burger King incident. But now she's ready to talk.
But I just started seeing it more on the news, and I feel like, you know, the way they was trying to portray him, that's not the person that he was, or myself, that's not the person that I am.
She sat down with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia to share her thoughts on who Franklin was and what happened that day.
Danquirius Franklin's former girlfriend, Ariel, she asked that we use her first name only, wants the public to know first and foremost what kind of person Franklin was, a hard worker and a devoted father.
Danquirius was a good person, and the person that day that everybody seen was, it was not him. He was upset and hurt like any normal person would be, you know, during the breakup. And it's not the person that he was. He was a good person.
Ariel says the couple had known each other since middle school. When she called things off with Franklin and began seeing a coworker, she says he couldn't let go.
You done been with a person for 15 years. And they see you moving on. It's like it was just fading away, like I was fading away. His feelings were still there, and it was hard for him to let, you know, go of anything.
And that's what led him to the Burger King where Ariel used to work. Franklin brought a gun into the restaurant and pointed it toward people. He was angry and upset, she said. He was looking for the man Ariel was seeing. He also brought two of their young children. Images in the DA's report show Franklin pointing the gun while the children apparently watch. When Franklin was in the parking lot, Ariel says the children were in an office inside.
But they don't forget things because it's certain things that they bring up. And I'm like, I didn't know that you know, seen that or heard that. Because that day, my daughter, when all that was going on, she had bust out crying. And she never said why she was crying. I just said, you know, I'm asking her, is she okay? But I'm sure she heard the gunshots.
When the shooting actually happened, how close were you physically to where it happened?
Right there. I was trying to get outside to him. That was me trying to get outside to him to wanting to calm him down because it scared me. You know, I noticed they was pointing guns at him, and I was like, you know, I don't care about them guns. I'm trying to calm him down because I know how it is, you know, a black man right there, and, you know, they know that he armed and, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I was right there. And then as they told me to go back in, of course, I'm going to cooperate. I heard that, oh, why didn't you stand right there? You know, I hear that all the time. Why you didn't stay right there? We both would have been shot. And my kids, you know, wouldn't have no parents because you don't do what they tell you to do. I mean, you see what happened.
From where you were, was there anything that you feel like the police should have done differently or he should have done differently?
When they pulled up, they should have told him, to, you know, let's see your hands, how, you know, most of the time they do, you know, put your hands up. And because he didn't have anything in his hand, put your hands up. And I feel like that could have been the start, you know, put your hands up instead of saying put the gun down, because he didn't have anything in his hand. His hands was in sight. He had to go into his garments to get his things. So I felt like y'all could have at least said put your hands up.
Ariel has been quiet since the shooting. She's heard what the district attorney had to say in his report, and she heard what Franklin's family said in a press conference this week, placing blame on her, stating she had an affair and could not care for their children. Ariel says it hurts to hear those words. She says her relationship with the Franklin family is no better than when Danquirius was alive.
No support like it's been. There's no support like when he was here. You know, it was just me and him always there for the kids. That's why I say with him not being here is harder because it was just me and him. I work in the morning. He be at home with the kids, get them on the bus. And then when I come home, you know, he's off to work to about the next day sometimes, you know, like to 12. They love their grandma. They want to be around her all the time. But it's the same support how it was when he was here. It's nothing. It's nothing, and I'm not going to sit here and lie. It's nothing.
Ariel is still processing the trauma of the shooting and life without Franklin, especially when it comes to their children.
Especially when you have your youngest one always talking about him every day. You know, well, my daddy did this, or my daddy did that. You know, she said good things about him. because that's all she can remember. Because she was the, you know, daddy's girl, so it's kind of hard sometimes.
It's a bumpy road, Ariel says. It's hard and stressful, and sometimes she breaks down out of the blue. She remains focused on her children, trying to comprehend the loss of their father, while trying to comprehend that loss herself. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.